This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. This morning, our summer fiction series continues with a mystery called Death and Turtles. It takes place just before the Depression, 1934, in England. I met up with the author, Enid Sichel, at her home in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and asked her how she chose the setting for her whodunit.
I'm a big fan of the mysteries written by Dorothy Sayers. And I've also been interested in the 1930s because it was a time of economic depression. It was a time of rising fascism and really dangerous political things. But there was also a flowering of literature, science, engineering, culture. And I've just been fascinated by that difference between the economic and political environment and the flowering of culture.
Talk to me a little bit about that science. You have a background in science. How did you manage to weave that into Death and Turtles?
Well, in the 1930s, there were a lot of advances in quantum mechanics, for example, and nuclear physics, and statistical mechanics, thermodynamics. So I knew that, and I knew Oxford had a very fine physics department. So I tried to weave that in just because of my own interest.
Talk to me a little bit about how you would introduce yourself to somebody who doesn't know what you did in science.
I'm a physicist, and I've had experience both in academic life, universities, colleges. Most of my career was in industry, so I did industrial physics, which is a very different flavor than academic physics. I did a tour of duty for a year at the National Science Foundation, so that gave me a sense of government interest in science. And so I've worked in almost every sector of the economy that employs physics people.
So you were not daunted by setting your novel in such an iconic place like the Cotswolds in Oxford?
No, I mean, my novel is invented out of whole cloth. I didn't go and do research there or anything. So I've invented it. I've often wondered whether I'm going to be caught out in some obvious error, and I'm sure I will be eventually.
You've called the protagonist, Lord David Cholmondeley, an unconventional detective. Could you explain how you see him as unconventional?
Well, I modeled him after two personality types. One was a Dorothy Sayers aristocratic detective, Lord Peter Wimsey, who was Dorothy Sayers' ideal man to the point that it's a little sick-making because she was just so over the top with that. The other was my fascination with the late actor Peter Sellers, who played Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther. And I just loved the fact that he tripped over everything. He was clueless, but he always prevailed. So I decided to try mixing those two character types and to see if I could pull it off.
Around the historically correct fictional story, there is death and there are turtles. How did you choose turtles to include in the storyline?
Well, I first was mindful of Benjamin Franklin's quote that the only sure things are death and taxes, so I was making a pun on that. Also, the famous model of the universe that the Earth is carried on the back of a turtle, plus the fact that I like turtles. And our pond here at Loomis Village, I've counted 11 turtles in one view. So we have lots of turtles. I also discovered a turtle probably on an egg-laying mission on the sidewalk on Brainerd Street. And I had my camera, and I lay down on the sidewalk and put the camera right on the sidewalk, and that's where the cover photo came from. I took that photo. It's a wonder people didn't stop and think I was drunk and had fallen on the sidewalk. So I find turtles amusing.
That was Enid Sichel, who lives and writes in South Hadley, Massachusetts. She's the author of Death and Turtles. You can find other selections from our summer fiction series at nepr.net.